roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C-104.
Right, and we're welcoming Shay to the show this morning. Hello, Shay.
Hey, guys. It is so cool to talk to you. We listen to you all the time at work.
Well, that's cool. Thank you. Thanks for listening. You actually sound excited to be on War of the Roses, but maybe we should explain why. First of all, you're not being cheated on, correct?
No.
Okay. So who are we putting to the test?
My coworker. Her name is Rebecca.
Okay. So in your email, you said that you and two of your friends from work, that you all think this Rebecca lady's having an affair?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the worst part is she tells everybody that she has this perfect life and this perfect marriage. But we think the whole thing is a lie.
Okay. So you were designated by your coworkers to call us and help set this up?
Yeah, the other girls were all too scared to do it. So
I gotcha. Well, Shaggy's a scary person. I can definitely understand that. So you said you think this lady is cheating on her husband. Do you know who it's with?
I think so, but I don't want to say his name just, you know, like in case we're wrong.
Okay, I see. So do you know her husband's name? Like, just so when she chooses somebody, we all know whether or not she picked the right person?
Yeah. Her husband's name is Tom.
Okay, so if she chooses Tom, then we know she really does have a perfect marriage that she brags about. But if she chooses somebody else, then we know something's up. Okay, so we'll put her to the test. We'll see who she chooses to send her pantygram to and what she puts on the card, okay?
Mm-hmm, sounds good.
And before we get started, I have to ask, I probably don't have to ask you this, but are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, all right, hang on.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Rebecca, please.
Yeah, this is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. My name's Tim, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotions Department. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that we have a huge spring giveaway promotion going on right now. Basically, we draw names of customers out of our database, and then we reward them with prizes. Anyways, you are one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh my gosh, I was?
Yeah, and we actually sent you an email about it, but I'm guessing it probably ended up in your spam folder by mistake.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I've won something. I seriously don't think I've won anything ever before.
Okay, well, first time. Good job. Do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about your prize?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the prize that you won is called the VS Pantygram, and here's how it works. Have you ever sent someone a telegram before or a postcard?
A postcard, yes, a long time ago, but telegram, no.
Okay, so the pantygram is kind of like sending someone a postcard, but it's a lot sexier. Basically, you pick the person you want us to send it to, and what we do is we send that person a little box with a real pair of lace panties inside, and it has a note attached from you. And the note will have like a little sexy message from you saying something like, can't wait to see you tonight, or I can't stop thinking about you, stuff like that.
Okay.
And since you were one of our winners, the whole thing for you cost nothing to try. So did you want to try it out for free?
Try it out by sending to someone?
Yes. Yeah. You would tell us who you want to send it to. We take care of the rest. The box, the panties, the sexy note, and the delivery.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Well, I guess if it's free.
All right. So the first thing I need from you is what color panties you want us to send. We have red, pink, or black.
Ooh, let's do pink.
Okay. And now, who would you like us to send your pantygram to? I just need a first and last name.
Okay, just hang on one sec.
Sure.
So the first name is Jason, and the last name is...
Okay, and the panties are going to come with a note, and you can put whatever sexy message on there you want. So what message did you want us to print on the note?
Put down, not this week, but next week, let's both try to work late again.
Gotcha, okay. I'm assuming that's probably about more than just work.
Oh, yeah. It's more than work.
Okay, great. So I have to put you on hold for a sec, and then I got to get the address from you, okay? So hang on one second for me.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, hang on. Okay, so Shay, is this the person you thought it was, this Jason guy?
Yep, that's exactly what we thought was going on.
Okay, okay. So are any of you guys going to tell Rebecca's husband what's going on, like that he's most likely being cheated on?
We hadn't planned on telling him, no.
Oh, okay. Well, then why the hell did we do this? I mean, she's cheating and she's just going to keep on getting away with it?
Actually, no, because we're all friends with Jason's wife and we're about to tell her.
Oh, I see. So Jason is married too?
Mm-hmm, to one of our best friends.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe we should call him on Dirty Work Wednesday this week or something.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay. Do you want us to do it?
Well, we have to talk to her first, I think.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sure, I got you. Okay. Well, talk to her and let us know what she says, okay?
Of course.